Now Arjuna reiterates his arguments. And now let us see this argument once again, which is already given the first chapter, but now there is a reiteration of the arguments. O Madhusudana, tell me, how shall I attack with arrows the most venerable Bhishma, the grandfather, the Guru Dronacharya in the battlefields? How shall I attack? This is a new argument in his own consciousness as a result of the desire to run away. Because all these years they have been preparing for the war. It is not as if for the first time he is thinking. He knew that they will stand before him in the war. But now this argument has come up, seized him rather powerfully. And he says, how shall I attack the arrows, with arrows, the most venerable Bhishma? Katham Bhishmam aham sankhe dronam ca Madhusudana ishubhihi pratiyotsyami pujaha Harisudana. They are actually pujaha, those who are worthy of worship. O Shri Krishna, how can I ishubhihi by arrows pratiyotsyami? How shall I wound them? How shall I blow them with arrows? Then he continues, it is better to live in this world by begging rather than killing the most venerable elders. Even if I kill these elders for worldly gains, all my enjoyments will be smeared with their blood. You can see three arguments in this statement. There is already a tradition of begging by sannyas. And sannyas is the path of inaction. So he says it is better to live by begging rather than to live a life of action in which I have to kill. So there is an argument against action. It is a repetition of this which Arjuna has already said when he started his argument in the first chapter. Nakankshe rajyam, nakankshe sukham. I do not wish to have kingdom. I do not wish to have happiness. It is an echoing of the whole argument. That is, in action, what do you do action for? Enjoyment of possessions and enjoyment of happiness. Therefore, the argument for renunciation is already granted, is involved. And this is repeated by saying, it is better to live in this world by begging rather than killing the most venerable elders. Now he says, even if it is my dharma, and even if I kill these elders for worldly gains, this is the word for worldly gains, that is, now he doesn't say it is killing for the sake of justice, but it is as if, even if I fight, it will be only for worldly gains that I'll fight. It is for enjoyment I'll fight. So he said, even if I kill these elders for worldly gains, all my enjoyments will be smeared with their blood. This massacre is something that is wrong. It is adharma. So, then he continues with the argument. We are not sure who is stronger amongst us and who will win the war. Moreover, the sons of Dhritarashtra are arrayed against us, after killing whom we ourselves would not like to live any longer. It is an argument of blood relationship. It is a repetition of the earlier argument that enjoyment is enjoyment when we can share it with the people of our own, atmajanaha. But now he adds an admission, which he had not done in the first chapter. I am confused about my duty and owing to my low spirits. Because Sri Krishna has already blown to his heart that all your arguments are nothing but rejection. So he now admits, I am confused about my duty. Actually the word duty is a very wrong word. About dharma, it is a higher term. So he says, dharma sammuddha cheta. He says, I am absolutely confused about dharma. What is dharma, what is adharma? I am confused about my duty and owing to my low spirits. I have lost my grain. Therefore, this he had not done in the first chapter. Now he says, therefore, I ask you to tell me what is certainly the best for me. I am your disciple. I have taken refuge in you. Please do instruct. This is the saving grace that he has now turned to the teacher. Yat shreyaha syat nishchitam bruhi tatme shishyaha teyaham shadhimam tvam prapanna. Yat shreyaha, what is the best? Nishchitam bruhi, that you tell me nishchitam, with definiteness. Shishyaha te aham, I am your pupil. Shadhimam, rule me. Tvam prapanna, I am here surrendered to you. Now this in brief is the argument that he has presented. Even if I were to attain undisputed sovereignty over the whole world, and conquer even the gods, I do not see how I could remedy this grief which is consuming my senses.